Blog Talk Radio.
You might not see it, but you're standing in the middle. Listen, or I'm on.
I can tell you about pain.
Pain, I've been there.
And I can tell you about change.
Change, I've been there.
And I've had the joys of pain.
Joys of pain,
oh.
I've been there.
But there's nothing like a play.
Me. Hey, what's up? How y'all doing? Good. Well, I guess it's good morning there. I am still in Israel, and so it is good afternoon here. I just completed lunch here in Israel. I am standing outside of the old city. I just had lunch inside the old city, and I am standing outside of the old city. I just came from Jaffa, and this has been an amazing time of learning for me, and I am excited about what God is saying from the place of the Holy Land. Amen. Hope Christian Center, I want to thank you so very much for being so understanding and knowing that your pastor needs to be away. First Lady and I took this trip. One, it's on First Lady bucket list, and things that she always wanted to do, and so she has given up so much to over the last 15 years as we walk into celebrating our 15th anniversary as a church. And so I decided whatever it is she wants and I can give her, I'm going to try to give her. So, Kid, why don't you hear your First Lady wants to greet you before we play.
Hello, everyone. Hello. Blessings to each one of you. I am very excited to be coming to you all from the wonderful country of Israel. The experience that we've had has been amazing and life-changing, and I hope that one day soon, everyone who is with me, I want to encourage you, you must make this trip. If you believe in Jesus Christ, if you believe in what he's done for you, if you profess that Jesus Christ is Lord and King of your life, you must make every effort possible to visit this holy man. It just The Spirit of God is just in this place, and it's so amazing. But I just want to greet all of you. And as Pastor Dick prepares to pray for each one of you, I am in complete agreement and believing that God will continue to watch over this and that you will continue to grow with the Lord in your life and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. All right. Thank you, honey. Thank you also.
Amen. We thank God for First Lady, and as we prepare our hearts to go into a time of prayer, what an amazing time and place to be here. And my prayer is that we'll be able to offer this to our church. I'd love for our church to come on this trip as a group. I think it would be phenomenal. Let's pray. Father, we are grateful to you and thank you We bless your name for your grace and your mercy, your love and kindness. As we connect two nations together now, we stand doing this prayer at the wall, at the city limit, outside the gates of Jerusalem, where our Savior, your Son, walked and where he lived and where he was crucified, where he was buried, and where he was raised from the dead. And God, with what we have seen with our own eyes, I pray that you would indelibly place it in the hearts of your people. And I would pray that you help the people on this call to recognize that you are with them, your hand is with them, your grace is upon them, and you'll continue to bless their lives. I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that you would make sure that which they are doing for you, they will be glorified by you. I pray for open doors. I pray, God, that you will do things in their lives that they have not yet even seen or believed. God, if we would have ever thought 20 years ago that we could be making a call from Israel and people all over the world could hear it, I thank you for what you're doing and the fact that you're using us to do it. Now, God, I pray, as my faith has been renewed and been built and made stronger by walking the steps of Jesus and seeing the places and finding places that are in the Bible, that there is almost no argument about the places these are. God, it has reinvigorated my faith. I thank you for the privilege of praying at the railing wall and those prayers that I sent up for our church at that very place. And I'm praying, God, that you would make a way out of nowhere in the lives of your people. I'm praying that you would open doors. I'm praying for healing. I'm praying for prophetic outpour and prophetic outpouring. I'm praying, God, that you're going to do some amazing things. And, Lord, I thank you because eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has it entered into the hearts of man the good things that you have in store for us. And so, Lord, thank you for the privilege of being in this holy place. And I pray, God, as we make our way back to America, we pray for protection and guidance. We pray for safety. And I pray for the people on this call that they will have a great day of purpose, on purpose. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. I love y'all with the love of the Lord. Hope I miss y'all. I will see y'all on Wednesday. Our flight leaves here. He's from here tonight. We'll see you. Well, I guess I get back tomorrow. I don't know if it's tomorrow. I don't know how these things run anymore. But I will certainly see you on Wednesday at Rechurch. We're going to pray and do some scripture studies. And this Sunday morning, we'll be right back to declare the word of the Lord. Love you with the word of the Lord, and I'll see you soon.